My name is Anna. I am 20 years old, and today is Friday, November 30th, 2018. I'm speaking with Aaron Brennan, who is my supervisor at the Broadberry, and we are recording in Richmond, Virginia. When do you first remember encountering music?
First remember encountering music in the womb.
In the womb, yeah. Describe your experience.
Well, I don't remember that, but I don't know if I have a significant time that I can remember, but my dad plays the piano, the guitar, he sings and does a little bit of drums, so I guess my earliest memory would be sitting on the piano bench with him playing music. It's just always been a part of
That's cute. Him. Do you play anything?
I have tried to play the guitar. I have a really busy schedule, and learning as an adult is from
much harder.
Which I think even when I interviewed you, we talked about that, and so it's a lot more challenging than I thought. I wish I would have learned, tried to pick it up when I was younger, but I did play the clarinet for about 4 years when I was in high school and middle school.
What was your first concert?
My first concert was actually Willie Nelson concert at the Nissan Pavilion, which is now Jiffy Lube Live, I think.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I was 13 or 14. So that's what my first like real one, not counting the concerts my parents and their friends would throw in the backyard. But
yeah, same. My first concert was like when I was like 2, but I don't remember that.
Yeah.
How do you usually listen to music? Like, which devices do you use? What platforms?
Well, since my work consumes me,
right.
We always listen to Spotify, and I typically have, I would say, a little bit more of the control over what we're listening to during the day, unless when Carter is here and we're listening to his iPad. But
right.
In the car and stuff, I'm old school. I still have CDs, but I do
right.
love listening.
I have a cassette deck in my house.
You
my
do? Car, yeah. That's, I love your little track. But yeah, I mean, I'm still old school in the sense, like, a lot of it, I love that new artists, or, like, current artists are producing vinyl, because that didn't used to be a thing.
Yeah.
It was, so that's really cool. So anytime you can put a record on, that's just, there's just something different about listening to music that way.
Does working in the music industry deter you from seeing shows or listening to music or going to festivals, and why do you think that?
That's a very good question. And I'm going to say sometimes, or else I'd be lying, but it deters me in the sense at this venue in particular, just because I know everything between the walls, so I notice a lot more. Hello.
All right.
Hi.
Came to get some tickets.
Oh, cool. Yeah?
Yeah.
Can you pause it?
Don't know if I... Okay.
As far as, like... anywhere else but here. Like, I love live music, festivals especially. It's just... The only thing I can say is that I do notice everything from the sounds to the lights to how long it takes in between sets to the audience
yeah.
interaction. When one main part of your job is the experience for customer experience, as well as taking care of the artists and stuff, you notice everything. It's like what people will say that work in the service industry, like they hate going out to restaurants because
yeah.
they know how it is to be on the other side. So, but I mean, as long as it's a group that I like, or even if it's somebody new, like I still can appreciate the music, but the operational side and like that kind of experience, it's very different than the average fan or someone going there, because so many people don't understand what goes into putting on even the smallest show.
Yeah,
so.
I've noticed that too, especially
yeah.
since I've done this, and then I stay and I do the other stuff. I'm just
yeah.
like, there's so much, and then I've been like in bands and performed, like,
mm-hmm.
and yeah, it's just a lot of different
there's a lot that
experiences.
Goes into it. And people think you just sell tickets and the band plays and you show up, but it's like, no, you know, we can work on campaigning a show for 2 years in advance, like that show we're doing in 2020, but
yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it definitely has an impact on how you attend shows versus if you weren't in this industry, for sure.
How do you think technology has improved the music industry for listeners and for like marketing specialists like yourself?
I think that it has improved for listeners. I don't know if I would say it's improved for the artist, just because of the obvious, you know, music is so much more accessible for free than way back. And
well, you could also think like guitar players use pedals and stuff, and without technology
Well, is it...
Or, like, even progression from acoustic instruments to electric instruments and just stuff like that.
I mean, it's... For artists, I think that they're... Is it for artists or for listeners? Because I think there's a very different...
The first one was for listeners, and then the second one was for people with your job.
So, technology not as far as how you listen to music...
Well, just like, yeah, let's start there. Just like,
are these your questions or what they fed or that they gave?
It's kind of a combination of both.
Okay. So how about this? So when I first heard that question, I took it as in, just in the platform that they listen to music, not like how it takes in, like the change of like how the music sounds. So of course, then I would say that like, I mean, everyone knows that the second a single is or any song is released, that you can access it for free one way or another. And Apple Music and all of that stuff. I mean, that's... Even Apple Music didn't exist 5 years ago, far as I know. Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
We had iTunes before that.
Right. So there's that side. And then I'm kind of in between when it comes to... the way that music, there was nothing really electric besides like your microphone, or like, you know, everything was acoustic guitars, and you're really making music with the like organic instruments. And now I have an appreciation for art, which I think is music. So if someone can get behind a computer screen and put together different sounds, like DJs and stuff, and be able to mash songs that work and like create something that moves people, I can appreciate that a lot, because that takes a lot of talent too. There's a lot of people that would disagree, that would say that that's not music, because it's so digital. I don't think that there's a negative. I think it's sad that people could see the advances in technology as any negative impact, because people are never going to stop making like organic music, natural music, acoustic music, and people are never going to stop listening to it. So
you could also think in terms of like being an artist, a lot of music gets pirated. So like then the band suffers. Like that's one downfall of technology, or just something that I read in my textbook. So
I love that you said that. It makes it sound so old, but that was like that was my initial point of like with technology. It's provided an advantage for listeners because music is so easily accessible. But that hurts artists, because no one's paying for their music anymore. Right. Even if they are a super fan, they're not paying for their music. So that's when I initially said, like, you know, you couldn't listen to music unless you got your 50 cents and went to the record store. That's the only way that you could own music. But now you search it in Google and someone has it already on there.
Yeah.
So.
A lot of different elements.
What genres of music do you think benefit the most from these advancements? And my example was probably like EDM music, because it's all electronic.
Like, yep. So next question.
Cool. Next question. I answered that for you. How has technology made your job easier? What could you not do without, like, the instruments that you have?
Can I help you?
I just wanted to buy a ticket for tonight.
How has it made my job easier? I don't know if it has. It's constantly evolving, but with that, because... online and social media and digital media is such a strong source for our users and what we're selling and everything else. It's also very competitive, and there's always someone coming up with the next app or the next template or the next platform or the next website. And so it's like, as soon as you kind of get a hold of how one platform works, then everyone's using something else, such as like Instagram and then Snapchat. So right. reaching your customers and the demographics that you want, it's not, it's, there are tools out there that are really nice, like I would say like geo-targeting, and once you know that you're using the right platform for any of the social media to target audiences, I know that that has improved marketing instead of like, you know, there, it used to be we would just, it was just Facebook and like email. And the way you grew your Facebook presence and stuff was just by existing.
Right. Yeah.
You know, there, and then as Facebook grew, so did advertising, and then so did groups, and so did events, and then Eventbrite's integrating with Facebook, and then more and more people are adding to that network, and some people, like, and for us, it's really challenging, because we don't have a specific target market. It's always changing, so we can't even optimize our efforts, because to match the algorithm for any platform, because how it optimizes is it notices like consistency in your marketing efforts like towards a certain audience. But as you know, we're constantly changing our audiences because we're not genre specific. So,
right.
you know, regionally we can target the same area, and that can be optimized to an extent, but it's really challenging, I would say. But technology, as far as letting me go in to an ad and say I want to target 16 to 25 year old females who have an interest or a similar interest in emo punk or something like that, and that also might like, and then some well-known artist in this specific area that's been on their mobile device in the last 2 months or made a purchase from their mobile device in the last 3 months, like that's kind of creepy, but it's,
right,
you know,
right.
technology like that hasn't existed for very long. So that I would say like that's helpful, but it is also, you really have to get it and know what you're doing to just maintain in this industry.
Right. I'd say something that like has been helping me a lot is just like I never knew that anything like Buffer existed. So like being able to schedule it, and like on one day if I just take the whole day to do all my posts, then I don't have to worry about it. Although that's never the case.
Right.
But,
yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
That's just
so,
something.
I mean that's very helpful too. Yeah.
Second to last question we have: do you think it is a different experience to listen to music live versus streaming it, and which do you prefer and why?
I mean, anytime it's going to be live, because it's the experience isn't something when that's, and that's why artists love being on stage too, is because of that unspoken connection you know, they feel with their fans, and or just how they feel being on stage and in the moment. And I think fans feel the same way. And so then they can relive that in their car or their living room and
right.
stuff when they're listening to music again. But it's, and it's special, and that's why listening to live music is great, because you can't put a band in your back seat and like,
right.
you know? So it's just a special experience, which is always like positive and good, but it's a unique experience. It's not something that you can do every day, so.
Unless you're us.
unless you work here, but it just goes back to experience, and that's probably something I've repeated, but I think that's just driving home the point, is that's what my job is to make sure everybody has the best experience that they can, because that's what they're coming here for, is the best experience, that
right. the place to play.
Oh yeah.
Last question. Imagine you had to do your job completely unassisted by the computer. How do you see yourself getting your job done?
I would use my phone. it wouldn't be possible.
And you don't think you could like posters? That doesn't need. I mean, like, I guess you gotta print posters, but like, I guess like you'd go put up posters. You'd
yeah.
go word of mouth.
If everybody in this industry didn't have a computer, then it would be
right.
one thing. Like, you going back to, like, grassroots marketing campaigns and sending out the street teams and posting up with, you know, handbills and flyers and things and, like, you know, that's, and we still do that, but it, and that's all that it used to be. But if we were the, if I was the only one, I mean, it wouldn't, that's, it would be impossible. But it just goes back to how it, everybody used to do it. You would hand design your own posters or, you know, put the band that you want to promote in the middle of the busiest street on the sidewalk and then have it's word of mouth. Word of mouth is never going to not be the number one best marketing tool that there is.
Right. Yeah.
It's the most organic. It's just the same thing as why people look at reviews before they, you know, schedule an appointment or go to a restaurant. Because they want to see what everybody else has to say. So, word of mouth, when we didn't have computers and stuff, was somebody, if so-and-so says that that's the place to go to, then that's the place you're going to.
Cool. Well, thank you. That's all I need from you.
Thank you. That was not so bad with our three interruptions.